Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Chosen people had been out in the wilderness wandering, was all because of sin. Their leader had been old Moses, but now that he had died, God said to Joshua, get on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, yes, over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness to wander, from Egypt's bondage flee. And when you reach the other side, you shall be free. The river now lies before you, and I the waters control. Now is the time to cross over, the waters back will roll. A wonderful land is waiting just over Jordan tide. Remember, victory is on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, yes, over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness to wander, from Egypt's bondage flee. And when you reach the other side, you shall be free.
I know there is a land of beautiful flowers where we will meet again when life is o'er, where we will wipe away the endless hours on heaven's bright and eternal shore. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall ever behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns we'll all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing. Morning by the river of life. I'm heading for heaven. Of this I am sure. I started.
Brother Doug Brandon.
We're preaching tonight, friend of mine, about the storms that's going to hit your life. And if you never have had any, then you look out, they'll come. Be assured of this, nobody tonight is free of the storms of this life. The Bible tells us tonight in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45, he said it rains on the just and the unjust. Yes. The sun shines upon the good and the bad.
Yes,
so salvation tonight, friend of mine, gives you and I peace and joy in our soul.
Yes,
but it does not free us from the troubles, the trials, and the storms of this life.
Yes,
In Psalms 37 tonight, verse 19, the scripture says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth from them all. In 1 Peter tonight, chapter 4, verse 12, he said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that come upon you as some strange thing. But in verse 16 tonight, friend of mine, he says, when you suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed. But he said, rejoice in this hour. So friends, tonight, can you sleep on a stormy night? I'm here tonight to tell you, friend of mine, that God has given us a blueprint. In this precious book tonight that you can build your house.
Yes.
Thank God that you can sleep in on a stormy night.
Yeah,
When the rains are falling, when the winds are blowing, when the flood waters are digging at your foundation, you can sit back in that little house and sing the song till the storm passes by. Thank God tonight. It means something to have Jesus, friends. It means it all tonight to have the Lord. And so, friend of mine, let's notice some things now concerning the thought tonight. Can you sleep on a stormy night? Not only for you tonight that are saved, but if you're here tonight unsaved, I hope you'll hear what the Lord is having to say tonight. I've been the storm's going to hit your house too one day. And mark this down tonight, friend of mine, how sad it would be for you to be unprepared. So let's notice first of all tonight, I've been the comparison of the two here tonight. First of all, the scriptures here says that my friend tonight, this man was a hearer of the word, but not only was he a hearer of the word, but he's a doer of the word. And Jesus tonight labeled this man as a wise man. He built his house upon a rock. Yes. But then my friend, the second man tonight, the scripture says that he was a hearer, but a hearer only. And he built his house tonight on the sand. And Jesus tonight said these words that he is a foolish man. Yes. So we have the comparison of the two. One's a wise man and one's a foolish man. But then let's notice something else tonight, when everybody needs a house. A house tonight, friend of mine, is a place of shelter. A house tonight, friend of mine, is a place of fellowship. A house tonight, friend of mine, is a place of rest after a hard day's work. And thank God tonight, you that are saved, we have all of that in Jesus Christ. Amen. He is our rest, he's our fellowship, and he's our shelter tonight. Got it all, friend of mine, in Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. But let's notice something else tonight, friend of mine, concerning this thought. Can you sleep on a stormy night? Amen. Tonight, if you follow God's blueprint, thank God you can weather the storms of this life. Amen. When the rains are falling, when the winds are blowing, when the flood waters are digging at your foundation, thank God that you can sit back in that little house, amen, and trust the Lord. Notice something else tonight about this house, friend of mine. Not only, my friend, the comparison of the two, and my friends, tonight everybody needs a house. My friend, tonight, number three, the time to build this house. A time tonight, friend of mine, to build this house. This man tonight, the rain began to fall. The wind began to blow. The floodwaters was digging at the foundation. But he already had his house built, amen. The time to build, friend of mine, is before the storm gets there. Amen. Tonight, you can't build, my friend, in stormy weather. You ain't, my friend, you can't even pray tonight sometime when things happen. Amen. There's a time, friend of mine, to pray, and there's a time to sit back and trust God. Amen. Believe what God says tonight in this precious book. The Bible said in Amos chapter 4, verse 12, he said, prepare to meet thy God. Amen. Friend, tonight, if you're here unsaved, you need to get your house, my friend, tonight that you can sleep in on a stormy night. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Proverbs 27, verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day shall bring forth. Amen. Friends, tonight, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, he said, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Don't put it off tomorrow. My friend, you know what tomorrow holds for you. Now's the time for the man to build this house. Amen. The time to build your house is before the storm gets out of there. Amen. Oh, can you sleep on a stormy night? You can't bring to mind you got your building built right. Thank God you can face the storms of this life. Amen. Yes, you can. Now notice back into night number four. And that is just how can I build me a house, preacher, that I can sleep in on a stormy night? How can I build one tonight that I can weather the storms of this life? First of all, tonight the scripture says how these words been in my 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In my opinion, verse 13, chapter 3 and verse 10. Paul said in the last part of the verse, he said, take heed of how you build. Just anything don't work.
Amen.
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 Oh, somebody said this, as long as you're sincere, that's all that matters. I'm one. You don't build a house on sincerity.
Amen.
No, tonight, if that's all you've got is sincerity, you need to start again. Amen. He said, take heed to that how you build a house.
Amen.
I've pastored churches for 30 years. I know what I'm preaching about. I've had my friend folks to tell me a many a time, well, preacher, my children don't go to church with me, but as long as they go to church, that's all that matters. It does matter. If your children are going to some of these liberal, modern, amen, or some of these tall churches, they'd be better off at home watching Who Else Shall Live, amen.
Amen.
They'd be better off to match with the mind of man of those than it would be to get in some of this rotten mess that's in our land today.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't everything that got a steeple on it's got God in it, amen. Ain't everybody tonight, when a man got a Bible in his hand, belongs to God. He said tonight, take heed of how you build. Why? Because tonight, Christian friend, this is involving the soul of your loved ones today. The Bible said these words, and I have in verse 26. What would it profit a man though he gained the whole world and lose his own soul?
Yeah.
What would you give in exchange for your soul? Friends, today, God wants you and I, friend of mine. He said in the scriptures to take heed how you build in this house.
Amen.
Stop by and pray tonight. Oh, see if this is God's way. See tonight, friend of mine, if this is the true way. I'll assure you tonight, friend of mine, you don't have to be deceived. You don't have to have tonight to be in darkness. You've got to know the truth tonight.
Amen.
Amen. So, friend of mine, how? We sleep on a stormy night. If you sleep on a stormy night, you can. Friend of mine, tonight, if you got your building built right, amen, take heed how you build. It involves, friend of mine, your soul.
Amen.
And then it involves tonight your destiny.
Yeah.
Amen. You're going, my friend, to heaven or hell one.
Amen.
And if you ain't got your house built right tonight, friend of mine, you're going to hell. It involves your destiny.
Amen.
Amen. It gives you a blueprint to how to build this house.
You,
amen.
Yeah.
So tonight, first of all, he says, take heed. Don't grab anything that comes by.
Yeah.
Amen. I've said this a lot of times. I believe the Lord said here. We got Humberville, Georgia, and then Tryon, Georgia, just down the road a little further from me. You can take a billy goat, tie a Bible to his tail. My opinion, let him bleat about three times. The time he gets from one city to the other, he'll have a crowd of following him. And two-thirds of them be Baptists. Amen. Out for anything goes along.
Yeah.
But you need by a whim tonight to stop and see if it's of God. And if it ain't of God, then leave it alone. But find out well. Amen. Leave it alone. Oh, tonight, friend of mine, take heed of how you build. He said, first of all, tonight stop and dive and check it out. Oh, it involves your soul. It involves your destiny. But now, my friend number two, tonight on how to build, he said these words in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 48. You have another story concerning the same story here. But it goes a little bit further. The Bible said tonight the wise man, the first thing he done, he dug and he dug deep. Amen. You gotta go down before you go up. Amen. You gotta get down tonight before you go up with the man. And this man was a wise man. Why? Because he dug. He dug deep tonight. Hallelujah. Dug deep. You want to build your house tonight, you can sleep in on a stormy night. Then my friend, start digging. Amen. Go down. Dig deep. Notice, first of all, pass up tonight self-reformation. Tonight, friend of mine, family traditions ain't good enough. Pass up tonight good works. Ain't good enough. Amen. Pass up church membership. Ain't good enough.
That's it,
you can join every church in Tennessee. Amen. By a friend and not be baptized or tadpoles. Know you by your first name, you're still dying to go to hell. Amen. He said tonight, friend of mine, baptism not good enough. Amen. Oh, tonight he does. I was raised back in the hills of Tennessee. I know what a pig means. You know what a pig is? Amen. You hit that pig. My dad maybe used one yet. You keep digging, hitting in the same hole, and after a while, my friend, you'll hit a rock, amen. And thank God that's what you're digging after is the rock. And when you go deep enough, when you go deep enough, you'll hit the rock, amen. And Paul said, that rock is Jesus. Amen. You gotta go down to find him. You gotta get down, sack off in the ashes. Amen. You got that stinking pride off your shoulder. Amen. Tonight, come down humbly before the Lord, and you can find him tonight. Amen. He's there. He's the rock. Amen. That they build a house on. Amen. So tonight, put a mind. Notice now. Somebody said, Brother Doug, when they get ready, when the Lord gets ready for me, he said, he'll come and get me. I got news for you. He'll let you die and go to hell. Amen. He knows where you're at. Amen. He knows where you, what he's waiting on is for you to start finding him. Amen. When you start digging deep enough, you'll find him. When you push everything else aside, amen, nothing else to do, just give me Jesus, hallelujah. That's all it takes, just give me the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 29, verse 13, he said, when you search for me with all your heart, you'll find me. Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near.
Amen.
James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, put a man, the first thing you gotta do is you gotta dig deep to find this rock.
Amen.
This rock tonight is Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Praise but God. Notice something else. All you can do is find it. Amen. All you can do is find it. You can't put yourself on it. If you could put yourself on it, you could put yourself off of it. Hey, man! All you can do is just find it. Hey, man! So Isaiah woman. The hand of the Lord is not short that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But oh, in Psalm 40, verse 2, David said, I was in a horrible pit. I was in the miry clay. But said that long hand come down from glory and lifted him up. Amen. Where did he set him? He set him on a rock. Wow! Hallelujah to God. And that's how you got on it. You didn't climb up. Amen. You didn't do none of that except plead the mercy. And God's hand got you and set you right up in the middle of it. Wow! Hallelujah to God tonight. God set on that rock. Amen. Now set on it. You may slide around on it, but you won't ever slide off of it.
Amen.
Amen. Because you didn't slide on it. Amen. God set you on it. Amen. So tonight, friend of mine, find that rock. Plead the mercy. This is the new birth. Being brought out of the pit and set on a rock. Amen. If you own a house tonight, you can sleep in on a stormy night. One, thank God, the flood waters can't even shake it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can't even shake it. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, tonight. It means something to have this kind of house.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Notice something else. Sealed in. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13. He said to you that believe, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Sealed in airtight. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit all were all baptized into one body. Bond of free, Jew or Gentile. All been set into that one body. Sealed in tonight. Amen. Notice something else. Not only are we sitting on a foundation, no wonder tonight again they called him a wise man. Amen. No wonder tonight he sat back in that little house and let the rain fall and the wind blow and the flood water. Amen. He's sitting on the rock.
Amen.
That rock tonight has been tried, been tested, been proven, and been accepted. Thank God. As the rock. Amen. It'll never fail you tonight. I don't care what the storm does. It'll never fail you tonight. Oh, God, I feel like having the Holy Ghost in. Amen. Thank God. The rock is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And tonight, something else about that little house. Amen. Sealed in, been set on it. Been sealed in. Now these young folks tonight, when they get married, the first thing they want is a house. And they begin to debate what color they want to paint that house. Some want it white. Some want it yellow. Some want it green. Some want it blue. This little house I'm living in tonight, it's painted red. Every time God looks down towards that Brandon, he don't see me, he sees my little red building. Hallelujah. Amen. This blood tonight, Romans chapter 5, verse 9, being justified by the blood, we're saved from wrath through him. Amen. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. The Bible says tonight, God said, Moses, tell them Jews to put the blood on the door. And he said, when I come through the land, I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Hallelujah to God tonight, folks. I want to tell you, this little house is painted red. You can water the storm in it tonight. Amen. Amen. You can weather the storm. Can you sleep on a storm?